Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Did you see that moon last night? Absolutely gorgeous. I hope you did get a chance to get out and check it out. We are so lucky to be living in such a beautiful area, but we want to make sure it stays that way. So we're going to be talking a little bit about development today, especially in the Douglas County area. This is just horrendous what we're seeing in Reno and Sparks. And I get it. People want to move here. But at what point does our quality of life start tanking because we just have an open policy for the developers? The Daybreak subdivision being passed through, and that's a big controversy, and it just really sounds like, well, politicians don't listen to the people of what they want. They listen to developers. They listen to money. What do they say? Money talks and, yeah, something else walks. Well, we talk. I prefer it that you talk. Talk and text lines 884-9910. And as always, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Just in case, you know, some people are a little shy to be on the air, so that's fine. I'll help you do the talking. We also have another way for you to speak out, and that is at 991fmtalk.com. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. It is our poll question. And yes, this is back on the table. Property taxes. Should the restriction on increasing property taxes be lifted to help Nevada's financial deficit? Already people voting 50-50. Yes and no. It's interesting because sometimes you can break this question down when people answer is to who owns property and who doesn't. You know, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it be property taxes, gas taxes, fees. They're never going to go down. They're just going to keep coming at you for more and more and more. So they can misspend it on their projects. So yesterday's poll question, if 2020 were a movie, which one would it be? Some great answers. And there's a method to my madness here. So just a few of the answers, Grumpy Old Men. Prequel to Red Dawn, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, The Year That Never Was. That was actually a Doctor Who episode. A mild version of The Stand. Very interesting. Captain Tripp's Disease. One of my favorite. That was one of the first books I read when I was younger that I actually couldn't put it down. I had to keep reading the next chapter to where I was staying up at, you know, all hours of the night when I should be asleep, getting ready for work. Couldn't put it down. Wonderful little miniseries for TV, too. But I also like this one. Clockwork Orange. Clockwork Orange. Now, the reason that I asked you about movies is because, now follow me here. It seems as though when you look at movies from the past, even some television shows, I mean, you can even date it back to like Star Trek, is we see things as entertainment, and then they manifest in our lives. It's almost as a form of preparation for what is coming in our future. Okay, looking at something like The Stand, looking at something like Clockwork Orange, the manipulation, the shutdown of our society to prepare for something else. So, got a wonderful little statistic a couple of nights ago. 250,000 people have died within the year due to, little air quotes here, medical errors is what the story put it at, medical errors. So if this is something that regularly goes on, medical errors, we've heard about them all the time. That's why malpractice is skyrocketing every year. We never shut the economy in the country down because of medical errors. We never shut the country and economy down because of tuberculosis, which has killed way more than 200,000 people. So why now? Why COVID? A test. A live action training for what is to be released on us. Now, they keep saying it's going to be worse at the end of the year. Maybe they have their timeline already planned. I mean, Gates, Fauci, they've been talking about this for years, that it was going to happen. But just like the entertainment that we watch, nobody pays attention. Nobody can see through. It's just a form of entertainment and not a warning. Now, here's the reason I bring this up, and I had to do, went to bed at 4 o'clock this morning. A whole lot of looking into this, whole lot of research. It's like the argument my husband and I were having on direct energy weapons. You know, people are portrayed as conspiracy theorists that, you know, that's not real. And then those of us in the know who do our research have to drag the proof out. So what I started seeing after the debate on Tuesday was, is Biden wired? The Trump administration wanted both candidates checked for wires. Well, why would they bring that up? Why would they suggest that? Interesting. So then I started seeing the photos. It's just amazing how people isolate this stuff. The photo of Biden's ear, what an ear canal actually looks like. So obviously wearing an earpiece. A cable coming out from his, just a little thin wire, coming out from his suit jacket. And a little something coming out from his sleeve. Now, I was trying to listen to that's hogwash. That's malarkey. So I had to look more into it. I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. I thought, you know, he's old. You know, maybe it's a PIC line. You know, PIC lines are, if you don't know what it is, it's for people who get regular infusions, regular doses of medication. They put a line into your vein, so people don't have to keep going in and finding that vein. Coming from somebody who had regular, you know, infusions, and sometimes I'd be stuck like six times, still couldn't find the vein. I see the benefit of them. But if you have something like a PICC line, when you move your arm, it doesn't disappear. PICC lines are very secured with tape and all kinds of good stuff, so they don't move, because it's something going into your body. So after watching that little thing in his cuff disappearing when he moved his arms, thought, okay, well, it's not a PICC line, because whatever that is isn't fastened. So then I had to start looking into more things. And I know you don't want to hear this, but when you watch these movies, again, going back to the movies, when you see all of this technology, when you see things that are in movies like The Avengers, and you look at Iron Man and he's got all of his digital stuff, and you look at other sci-fi shows, and you see people that can just look at something and all the information is right there. Remember the Google glasses? The reason that you don't really see Google glasses anymore is because you don't need to wear glasses. They're in contacts. The technology is so minute and so incredible, we can't believe it. And the reason we can't believe it is because we don't have access to it. You have to understand that when you get access to something, Google Glasses, when something finally comes to the masses, that technology is already 10, 15, 20 years old when it comes to the military, when it comes to private security companies, when it comes to big corporations. Yeah. The chips with all your information, those have been around for years and years and years. So for Biden to actually cheat, and when you look at some of the, again, photographs that are coming out, and you research the technology that happens to be manufactured and come out of China, who does Biden like to partner with? Yeah. It is possible. It's going to be debunked. You're going to be told you're crazy. In my opinion, again, this is just my opinion, looking at all of the facts and evidence, Biden was wired. And that's why Trump was acting the way that he was. Because I think the Trump team knew that he was going to be wired. So they were trying to fluster Biden Trump was trying to fluster Biden as much as he could to counteract all of that, or at least make it obvious to the public that he was, needing help for this debate. He said that he was talking to the American people when he was looking directly into the camera. I don't believe that at all. When somebody asks you a question, even if it's Chris Wallace, who's just horribly liberal, you look at that person. There are cameras all around that can catch your angles. But when you look straight forward, like you're reading a teleprompter or a script, that tells me something hinky is going on. Now, you might not believe it. You might think this is all just, you know, sci-fi BS. That's fine. But take another look. Take another listen to the debate. I dare you. Now, with what you know, watch it again and see what comes out of it. All right. Let's take a quick break. Talk and text lines are open. People are already texting. We'll get to your texts and your emails right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
Monica Jay Show on 92.3, just trying to get you up and moving and going and feeling good. I know, so much craziness around us, you gotta feel good. People having a hard time sleeping, but you know what? We're getting it worked out. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Feds have referred Hillary to FBI for probe after allegedly approving the plan to create Trump-Russia scandal to distract from her email scandal. Yep. The feds are looking into it. This is absolutely awesome. It's been proven. The other thing that has been proven in national news is the billionaires want population control. There's actually advocates funding a premier environmental group. They're doing this all under the guise of the environment. These billionaires, the money that they're putting into all of this, the money that they're putting into the election to get us back into the Paris Climate Accord, it could be fixing all the problems that this world has. But nope, it's all about population control. Speaking of population control, Mig just sent me this. In my biology class, my teacher was talking about decreasing birth rates due to education. Yeah, that's true. But she completely ignored the abortion and LGBT issues sweeping the nation. In my opinion, LGBT is making it so that people cannot reproduce to make a smaller population for the far leftist plan of the New World Order. The push for abortion was for the same reason. The communist government ideals of the one world order would not sustain the total population of the earth as it is current. All of this virus, sexuality changing, abortion, sexual impurity is all pointing towards the decrease in population so that a one world order can take hold. Us, as the beautiful country of America, will not let that happen. We value our freedom and will not see our republic fall. Good for you, Miguel. That is absolutely fantastic. You know, when a teenager can see this and is willing to talk about it and is willing to stand up for it, it makes you wonder about the educators out there. It makes you wonder about the politicians. They can see it too. They know what's going on. But if they bring that forward to you, they believe they will lose their credibility, that you'll call them conspiracy theorists. It's happening all around us, and that's why I guarantee you we will see a more deadly virus. A virus like this does not happen in nature. And the reason Fauci has now come out and said, huh, we're not getting the herd immunity that we should. Well, duh. It's because you have everybody clamped down, locked down, wearing masks. Remember the time that they used to have pox parties? You'd actually infect your kids with chicken pox so they would get it, they'd get their herd immunity, and it'd be done. But because they want our immune systems weakened, so all of this other stuff that they manufacture will kill us, well, now you get a little bit bigger picture. All right, stick around. After the break, we're going to talk about property taxes. Where do your property taxes go? And if it does go towards education, and we just had a year of school being shut down, why on earth would they need more money? Didn't they save a whole lot of money from the schools being shut down? Well, I guess not, because now we get to buy other things. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am so glad that you are with me today because I found something else over the weekend, and I definitely want to share it with you. Just a little something upbeat.
I'm a great fan. Orgiano Blow. He is a tremendous guy.
Trump train. Suburban legend. Big 4-5. Trump 2020. Cut the dust, need.
Train this beast, rapping 45, that's all day, rapping Trump the long way, up the drain, the swamp now, it's gonna be a landslide, money making Republicans, yeah we rap that right side,
trying to take our guns now, two-way to the death of me, born and raised in this country.
All right, I know that's funky to listen to on my phone, but just showing you that, you know, there are no Biden supporters that would ever put anything like that together for Biden. It just wouldn't happen. These people are just so, the support, the enthusiasm, the love, it's all behind Trump. And just to reiterate once again, because I am constantly getting the emails and the texts, yes, I know Biden commercials play a lot in every single program. We feel about him the same way you do. But by law, we cannot refuse political ads. Okay? It's just the law. And that's what it is. Trump will be coming out with his ads soon enough. You know, you just have to kind of grin and bear it. And listen to the ads. Listen to what he's saying. The BS that is coming out of his mouth. It's incredible. So I am getting this, actually, and you can look this up for yourself. The Gwynn Center for Policy. Okay? The new Gwynn Center Policy. So this is pretty bad because they are revisiting property taxes in Nevada. Now, they call this a comparative analysis. I don't care what they put it up against. This whole thing with the property taxes is going to open an entire can of worms. Once again, they're looking at it for school funding. School funding. Property taxes have taken on an increased relevance of late, as some members of the Commission on School Funding have raised the possibility of increases for education revenues. Really? We're going to go down this road again? Education funding. Funding for one of the worst educations you can get in this country from the school districts in Nevada. You are better off taking your kids to Mississippi or the backwaters of Tennessee for a better education. Your child will get a better education if you keep them at home and let them watch cartoons all day. That's just the way it is. The indoctrination of the kids, because they don't get reading, writing, and arithmetic like they should be. They get socialist, Marxist agendas. They get the rewriting of history. They get the SHARE program. So they learn how to do hand jobs and other things rather than just stressing plain abstinence. You are now letting your children be poisoned with another vaccine for HPV, the human papillomavirus, because they are teaching education that will entice them to be more sexually active. So with this possibility of being more sexually active, they have a greater chance of getting a sexually transmitted disease, like the human papillomavirus, genital warts, whatever you want to call it. To prevent cancer from a disease that, if they were properly educated on STDs and abstinence, they would probably never, ever get. But now parents are accepting forced vaccinations. How did they do it? Education. All those ads making parents feel like they were less of parents because they didn't have their child vaccinated for this. Wouldn't you want to educate your child more in personal responsibility? And the fact that there are sexually transmitted diseases out there, and no matter how much you love someone or someone is pressuring you into having sex, there are all types of ways to get it? Just saying. Now they want to look at your property taxes. Once again, lift that cap so they can get more money out of you for something that you disagree with. It's a crazy, vicious circle. And at some point, you have to get through the emotion of it all, because that's how we regulate now. That's how we govern, by emotion and not critical thinking. And of course, you can't disagree with anybody because, oh my gosh, that just make you the worst person in the world. Speaking of the worst person in the world who wants to disagree with me, let's go to the talk and text line.
That was a good one.
And check in with Mark this morning. Hi, Mark.
That was a good one, I got to admit. So I think your call screener's getting a little tired of me. He actually told me to keep it clean. I don't know where I kept it dirty.
You know, I don't either.
Anyways, I do have to disagree with you because you said that there's, you know, they make songs for Trump, but they never make anything for Biden, which they did the day that he came into politics. And that song was The Day the Music Died. And I'm telling you, and here's the proof. The three men that I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they took the last train to the coast. So, yeah, there was a song I had to disagree with you.
You know, I'm glad you did, because in your disagreement with me, you educated me. So once again, just like all those movies, the music was also telling us what was coming as well.
I'm telling you, they did. So, you know, tell the call screener that I did good. I stayed clean, and I'm going to continue to try and stay clean.
You did excellent.
Thank you.
Absolutely excellent. Mark, thanks for the call, and thank you for the education, too. The Day the Music Died. That's, you know, that's pretty much just for the entire Democrat party there. You know, they really are trying to take everything out of our lives and drive us into homes, drive us to stay in our homes where we can listen to the music that we want to listen to. We can eat the foods that we want to eat. We can do the things we want. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's going to be changing too. Remember when they came after smoking? Now, I don't smoke. Okay, so I don't have a pony in this show. What I'm saying, though, is when they wanted to regulate smoking in people's homes to protect the children, to protect everybody else in the household, they have no problem. The Democrats have no problem coming in to your freedoms, your privacy. They have no problem coming in and regulating it. This is where we're not even heading down a slippery slope. We're already there. We're already seeing it. And especially now when we got this taste of shutdowns that, you know, rest of the country opening up. Florida doing amazing. Somebody sent me an email last night. Do you think Governor Sisolak will shut down the state again? Yeah, I do. Until he is out, until he has been recalled, yes, I think he will. He's still got another, you know, almost 2 years to destroy this state. And just as a little reminder, takingnevadaback.com. Takingnevadaback.com is the recall project right now of Governor Sisolak. One of the things that they are doing differently this time is they are allowing you to download your own petition. Okay, it's a smaller size. You just have to remember that it has to be signed in specific counties. So if you decide to download one, you got to know the rules. You can't just pack it up and take it all over the place with you. So if you live in Washoe County, download that petition. Know the rules on who can sign it. You have to have voted in the 2016 election. You have to be currently registered where you voted. So if you've moved between now and 2016, can't sign it. These are all these new regulations that the governor put in place with his minions. in the last session. Because he knew that there was going to be an attempt to get him out of there. And this is how he just changes things. For his safety. Download that petition, though. Because there are still people out there, because the mainstream media won't look into this, won't talk about it. So there are still a lot of people out there that don't know that it's going on. So talk to your friends and family. It's a lot easier to do it now. Companies coming out left and right, actually putting in signs in their windows right next to the mandated by the state of Nevada and Governor Sisolak, you must wear a mask, putting it up right next to those signs that you can sign the recall petition at that establishment. That didn't happen the first time around. That shows you how upset people are, Democrats and Republicans and independents. People were afraid about losing business, but what else have they got to lose? Because if Governor Sisolak stays in office, he knows he's not going to be reelected. He knows that there is no support out there like that. So he doesn't have anything to lose. He is the lamest lame duck there has ever been. So who knows what is on the horizon for us? Do a preemptive strike. Get the recall petition. Get involved. Again, it's taking. Don't look this up in a search, because even my DuckDuckGo doesn't bring it up. Just type it directly in to your internet bar at the top. TakingNevadaBack.com. Not .org. Don't shorten NV. It's TakingNevadaBack.com. And we'll be back on the Monica J Show with your calls. Ryan, Neil, hang on. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Get over on, get on over to 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Would you? I'd appreciate it. Because this is going to be coming down the line. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the restrictions on increasing property taxes be lifted to help Nevada's financial deficit? I want to know what you think about that. All right, let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Neil this morning. Neil, you wanted to talk about the debates from Tuesday? Nope, there goes Neil again. So, Neil seems to keep hanging up for some reason. All right. Quick little recap here. Where'd you go as we were talking about the schools and the SHARE program? Monica, I don't usually send in two emails in a day, but I couldn't resist when you started talking about SHARE. Some of the more conservative friends that I have in their senior year are telling me that the teachers are telling them that there are more than two genders. And telling them not to be afraid to change their gender. The whole SHARE program is just shoving sexual impurity down our throats and therefore promoting abortion. Miguel, you're right. I mean, it's debauchery what the SHARE program is teaching. I mean, seriously, these are conversations that kids should be having with their parents. You know, I know kids think, ew, I don't want to talk about that with my parents. Really? You'd rather talk about it with your teacher in front of everybody? Trust me. Your parents were in the same hormones, ideas of exploration, the same pressures. They've always been around and they always will be around. Let's keep it in the family and not in the education system. We've got a whole lot more on the show to come. I hope you stick around. So check out this Fox News update, and we'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks, Miguel.